This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A new case of measles tied to a school in Broomfield was confirmed Wednesday. It prompted state public health officials to classify it as a measles outbreak. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The new case is the state's fourth this year. It was confirmed in an unvaccinated child in Adams County. There were known contact of another case tied to Broomfield High, where two unvaccinated students have contracted measles. Health officials posted a pair of locations in Broomfield where possible exposures may have happened, Broomfield Heights Middle School and Broomfield Community Center. Measles is a highly contagious but preventable disease with the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine. Details of possible exposure locations are listed on the State Health Department website. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Consumer complaints in Colorado hit another record high last year. Nearly 27,000 complaints were filed with the state attorney general's office. That's a 10% increase from the previous record in 2024. Attorney General Phil Weiser held a press call Monday during National Consumer Protection Week. He says technology is making it easier than ever to harm consumers.
Artificial intelligence is yet another tool the scammers are using. When you have robocalls, that makes it easier for people to think that they're getting called by someone real, and they're not. They can even spoof the caller ID.
Weiser urges consumers to be vigilant and question any call or text that makes demands. The most common consumer complaints last year were in retail sales, professional services, and real estate. Fort Garland Museum and Cultural Center in the San Luis Valley is joining a global network committed to honest and nuanced looks at history. The International Coalition of Sites of Conscience focuses on educating visitors about all types of history, including the ugly kind. And Fort Garland Museum explored enslavement of indigenous peoples.